Dear brothers and sisters, we greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we wish you all God's richest blessing. Likewise, also all those who are joining us online, we greet from this place and we wish God's blessing. We have heard already precious songs which expresses the deepest desires of our hearts. And also tonight we are sure that the Lord will speak to our hearts and He will give us what we have need of. Now we would like to sing and praise His name together. We start with song number 5 from these little booklets. What a friend we have in Jesus. Number 5. We also sing song number 14, Showers of Blessing, number 14. And this we all believe. Thank you.
Amen.
This is all our desire, not only the drops, but the showers of blessing, the rivers, so that everything is flooded. We have such a longing. Give us the seasons of refreshing. Send your word now. And we are all waiting for the promise that we are endued with the power from on high. And we believe that the Lord is today the same and that He gives what we are asking for. I would like to read us a word for introduction from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I ask that we stand up for it. And that Brother Alfred Borg then prays with us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read from verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, Stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, who has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Up to here, the word of God. Let us pray together. Here are many prayer requests which were given to us from all over, our brothers and sisters who are asking for prayers. And now we have the opportunity to ask God together so that He can give beyond asking and understanding. Let us pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, we believe that you, in Jesus Christ, you are here tonight, present, to help us to make all things well. We are coming together before your throne of grace. And we are bringing ourselves and also the prayer requests of our brothers and sisters, also in our midst. Let there be sickness or desperation or everything we lay before you tonight. And we ask you, come with your Holy Spirit and make all things well. Touch our hearts, our bodies, and heal. Lord, you actually did it 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. Let us receive it by faith and let it be manifest in our lives and in our midst. We thank you. We praise your name. We ask you for the leading of your Holy Spirit. Bless our brother. Give your word into his heart and into his mouth. Lord, we are here to hear your word, not the words of men, but your living word. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify thy wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. Amen. You may be seated. For the word of introduction, we have heard a wonderful, precious word, and we took it to heart. God, indeed, everything what had to take place, really, he himself did it. The redemption, he didn't give to an angel or to a prophet. He who created man fallible with a free will, he himself has taken the responsibility for the redemption. And personally, he came to us. He became man to redeem us and to give us back the adoption of sons. Feel free in the presence of the Lord. And may the Almighty God at this weekend, may he do unusual things in all of us by his grace. We have heard it, various requests, various needs, and again needs. So much trouble in all these years I have never heard of, as now is among the people of God. In particular, sickness, weaknesses, needs of every kind are here. And we trust the Lord that today he will confirm his word, and by grace he will make all things well. Now just briefly, the warm greetings from Sao Paulo, from Angola, from Mozambique, from Recife, from Belém, from Chile. It continues. Brother Wallström is sending greetings. Brother Idoni, Brother Genton, Brother Graf, Brother Gilson, Brother Ngonga, our brother from Edmonton, our friend, Brother Ellis, Brother Motika, Brother Cecil, brethren from Libreville, Brother Paul from Nairobi, from Moldavia, Ukraine, Moscow, all are sending greetings. And then we have today also a visit from all of Europe, visit from Canada. Brother Andre is here. Visit from the USA. Brother Joseph is here. Visit from the DRC. Also, Brother Joseph. And I don't know whether I shall read all this staple of papers here. But if I don't do it, it's also not good. Brother Daniel is sending greetings. Then Brother Angelo is sending greetings. Brother, difficult to read, difficult to pronounce. In any case, one moment, I'm seeking the name. Adonis, Brother Adonis. And then we have from St. Louis greetings. Brother Mbuya is sending greetings. Then we have greetings from Kabamba. Some names are quite difficult. Let us say where they are from. From the Ivory Coast, from Kigali, Rwanda, DRC, also here, from Burundi, and once again Abidjan. I know our brothers, they will be angry with me, But once again, Abidjan, then Brother Ferretto from Nizza, then from Romania, once again Ivory Coast, once again Brother Ngele, and a brother from Pretoria, South Africa, Brother Jeremiah, Brother Davide, and then our brother from Colorado is here, a brother from Hungary, a brother, and here, special greetings from our brothers and sisters, Kupka and Zotzmann, who are now in South America, in Arequipa, in Peru. To them we send special greetings. They are our two sisters who are singing here often. Then Brother Pino Davi, then also a brother from Brother Mokena. Now we have all. If we didn't leave one out, to the Lord be the thanks that we may be joined with everyone who are now really receiving and believing God's word, and who believe what God promised for our time. To the timely events, brothers and sisters, especially to that what is happening now recently, especially what has happened in the Vatican, we will not go into details at all. I just would like to mention the following. Never so many head of states invited a pope so many times. Even Shimon Peres comes into the Vatican and asks the pope that he comes to Jerusalem, to Israel. And really, in the connection, in this connection, to two words are falling from 1 Thessalonians 5, peace and safety. Peace and safety for the Middle East and for the whole world. Yes. I don't want to go here into details, also concerning all the Lutheran churches are saying. But two things I want to show you, in which we are shown how the world sees the Vatican. One of the greatest publications and the magazines which was published in all languages with the headline World Power, the World Power Vatican. Vatican, the world power. The mysterious kingdom of the popes. And then another headline, surrounded by a high wall, it lies in the heart of Rome. One of the most mysterious states of the world, the Vatican. And there's only really one church which is a state, and only one church on the earth which has diplomatic relations with all countries of the earth. which is exchanging ambassadors as a church state. And here, it's one of the most strange publications here. This shall now be the kingdom of God. The Vatican shown here, a nice picture from the air. And this shall then be the kingdom of God on earth. Brothers and sisters, we don't go here into details, but we are grateful that God has made an end to the Babylonian captivity. This was one of the main theses of Martin Luther. The end of the Babylonian captivity. Captivity is captivity. And one has to understand this once. When Israel was in the Babylonian captivity, then they were exposed to all what was happening there. And I will write about it. God willing, I will write about it. One just has to say it, that a religion came to existence which has nothing to do with God and with the Church of Jesus Christ, with a plan of salvation. But which was established in the Roman Empire in the 4th century, decorated with scriptures from top to bottom. As already said, we will have to write about it once again. Now the scriptures, I noted them down from the prophet Daniel, where we are shown precisely what kind of power the last world ruler will have. Also, this has been said of the sentences. Rome and Moscow will join. Many things were said. Everything shall be united. Everything shall come to the point that they will cry out peace and safety. In the prophet Daniel, the well-known scripture is written, what the man will do, who at the end, nobody knows who it is, but who at the end of days will have the world rulership, whoever it is, whoever it will be. We read of him. We read now in Daniel chapter 8. Daniel 8, from verse 24, Daniel 8, verse 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and accomplish and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. One could read on in this description. Also in Daniel 9, the well-known verse 27, Daniel 9, verse 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations He shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. As we said, we leave everything up to God, but the covenant, the treaty, shall be made and will be made. And therefore, we recognize really not only in the happenings all over the earth with wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines, which were predicted for the last period of time. We recognize in particular in that what is happening with Israel and without Israel. And if one speaks about peace, then of course not in Tokyo or somewhere, then it is of course about the one region, about the one city, about the city which God has chosen, where the Mount Zion is, the Mount of Olives, the Garden Gethsemane, the hill Golgotha. All these biblical sites are there, which brought us the plan of salvation. That's what's all about. It's of course not about any other city. It's only about Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be divided. Let us leave it now. Today, I have a joyful message for you. A very joyful message. Yesterday, a sister phoned me, who know just a few of us. And she told me the following. She had a dream. I'm not a man who puts much weight on dreams, except they have a meaning. And in this dream, she has seen and she has heard and she also spoke. And in this dream, she has heard, all of you, go to Krefeld. The sister lives about 600 kilometers from this place. She lives. And then the sentence came, the time to distribute the bride garments has come. Invite all. And then she saw in this dream, she saw how the garments were brought in they were white. They had a nice pattern. And all who have come, all of them, they fetched their bright garments, their own bright garments they fetched there. And I thought by myself, beloved Lord, that's what's all about now. What does the Revelation say? And his bride has made herself ready. And to her was given, to be betrothed, be arrayed in white linen. And this is the righteousness of the saints. Whatever we may think of it, brothers and sisters, it's of course not about Krefeld. It's about the word of the Almighty God. And as Brother Kupfer said even today, it's a holy message which God entrusted to us. And I add here, it's really the last call which God addresses to us in this time, so that we are standing fully justified before God. And beloved brothers and sisters, precious friends, in all of the proclamation We have put Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the risen one, and the returning Lord, him we have put into the center of every sermon. And the holy call has gone forth to all of us. And we understood that it's not the work of a man. And nobody could say this except Brother Branham, who referred to John 5, verse 19. The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. And this special prophetic ministry to wait what was shown to this man of God in the vision and what he should say. In our days, God has done supernatural things by his grace. The same ministry he repeated so that we all know it's not a man, but it's God at work, who has drawn our attention to that of what it is all about now in this time. And now, if it's about the term message, then Brother Branham, many times he said, the message is back to the Word. Back to the Word. And as we said many times, not one place is left about which one would have to discuss about. He who finds grace in the sight of God, God reveals himself to him. He reveals his word and his will to him. And then we come into the unity of the faith. Now, from the sermon of Brother Branham, Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Here Brother Branham says, addressed to the believers, love one another beyond everything. Love one another. Doesn't matter what the devil may say. Now you are a great loving group. But think, but remember my warning. Satan will not allow that it remains like this. No. He will bring in some critic or some unbeliever who sits down very pleasant to you and who has fellowship with you very warmly. And then he will poison this guy and he will let him go and attack the church. Don't put yourself on his side. Have nothing to do with anything. Remain, abide in the love. Merciful, be kind to one another. Pray for the man or for this woman so that also they might be saved. Whoever it might be, pray. Pray for them. Keep yourself together and stand to your preacher or stand to your pastor. He is the shepherd. And you shall respect him. With God's help, he shall lead you through, because he is ordained by God for it. And now comes the next passage. Will you remember this, please? The enemy will come. When this happens, hold together, stay together. The more the one whom the devil will use, he will either go out or he will come in. And he will be one of you. Don't build groups. And don't speak with one another about something. No. The left hand cannot say to the right hand, because I'm not the left, I don't need you. She is my hand. I want that it remains there where it is. Even my fingertips shall remain there where they are. Even the smallest member of my body shall remain at its position, at its place. Likewise, God wants that we, as the body of Christ, as the believers, should stand together, should keep together. And then the remark, you have the tapes about what we believe. You have the tapes about the church order, how we should behave in the Church of God, and so forth. To me, it's really about, brothers and sisters, that only in the divine unity, in the true divine harmony, the completion of the bright church will take place. And to this it's really necessary not to be any, to make parties or groups, but really be submissive to the leading of the Holy Spirit in the divine order. No special doctrines, no groups, no, serving the Lord, being available for Him. And we know that He, by His grace, He will bring it to pass. The church doesn't belong to a preacher. The church belongs to our Lord, who paid the price for her. And then He has put various ministries into the church, and they are all serving for the edifying of the church. Also, this I've said and emphasized many times. Never a biblical doctrine caused a split. Never. Every biblical doctrine, we have heard it in the introduction, every Bible doctrine unites the believers with God. It makes us one heart and one soul, so that we find the unity in the Spirit. Every strange doctrine causes, yes, confusion and splits. Therefore, here at this place, the emphasis is on the Word of God. And this we mean as we say it. Not my word, not thy word, but God's word remains forever. And to make this remark also worldwide, it's really about that all the statements of Brother Branham that we place them biblically. And by grace, we can also do it. That we not make up a new religion. You all know, all are referring to a prophet or a prophetess. We are referring to Jesus Christ, the beginner and finisher of our faith. And all the apostles and prophets, as John the Baptist, they were pointing to the Lord up to the remark, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He that comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now to the matter, the preparation, the calling out, the separation is almost finished. I don't know how much time is left for us to give the last call worldwide. But we take the matter seriously. And our two brothers from Portugal, are they here? Yesterday, we had the burning question from Revelations, chapter 14, verse 6. What meaning it has that the angel was seen who flies through the heavens and who preaches the gospel unto all tongues and nations on the earth. And then one takes this scripture just to Matthew 24, verse 14. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then shall the end come. God can show in the heavens what will happen on the earth. He is God. And he, at all times, he spoke in parables and pictures. And also here, we have to go from one scripture to the other scripture. I don't want to deepen this subject, but it's really, it's such a pain what was made or what was made with the statements of Brother Branham. How many books were filled with stories, brothers and sisters. I say it once again. God has sent his messenger. And I dare to say, Paul and Peter had their ministry. And Paul could say that through his ministry, everything what was ordained for the plan of salvation was revealed to him, of course. But such a ministry, no one of them had. And it should be just like that, that God, at the end of the time of grace, that he would reveal himself in such a way, coming down in a pillar of fire, in a pillar of cloud, giving the last call, giving the last message. And also here, we are at the fact here. I was reading about it. How many times Brother Branham, also 1930, goes back to 1933, when from this supernatural light, he was told that the message which was entrusted to him would forerun the second coming of Christ. Somewhere, for instance,
wie er in Zürich
In Zurich, the table with the books is shown the best. In Zurich, I brought it with me. We truly, all the sermons of Brother Branham, which he preached after the opening of the seals in the city of Jeffersonville, these sermons we translated. They are available for all of you. We didn't keep away any spiritual food from you. There's no need that somebody comes on the scene and says, "Huh, I make this or that." God doesn't distribute many commissions. He gives only one commission for one thing, and that's it. This was never different. And I brought with me the picture of the Ark of the Covenant. I just want that you see this once again. Just look at it. The Ark of the Covenant was built upon the commission of God. With all the measurements, every measurement God has given. But what happened then? Then, that what was written onto the tablets was laid into the Ark of the Covenant. And nothing was added to it. Only what God said. Only what God had written, this was in the Ark of the Covenant, and nothing else. And this Ark of the Covenant, Joshua has put onto the shoulders of the priests, and they went to the river Jordan. And what happened? The water didn't split. Because the priests came, but because the Ark of the Covenant came with a promise, this land I have given you, this land I promised already to Abraham. So we are now carriers of the word of the covenant, to which nothing can be added. But we believe, as the Scripture has said it, then we have also concerning the peace efforts, this mighty word in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Here we are pointed to exactly what is happening in our time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And here it's verse... One moment. Actually, we can read from verse 1. 1 Thessalonians 5 from verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. And now comes the mighty statement. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So, here the day of the Lord is already hanging into the air. And before the day of the Lord comes, God wanted to send a prophet who would turn the hearts of the children back to that what the fathers believed. So, before the day of the Lord comes, for the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And then, verse 3, for when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. So, in the moment, where not only peace efforts, but where it can be said, here is the treaty, all the parties, they signed it, everything is clarified, now is peace and safety. Then sudden destruction shall come upon them. Upon whom? Upon the unbelievers. Listen, what is written in verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief. This day cannot surprise us because we have believed the word of promise, because we got it revealed, and because we had part in the ministry which should take place before the day of the Lord and which took place. We had part in it, and we know in what time we have arrived. It continues. Verse 4, once again, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief, for ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Are we? I believe that we are. Why? Because God predicted it. At evening time there shall be light. And we, with all our hearts, we can be grateful that the light, really, as written in the prophet Isaiah, when the Lord will make the damage well of his people, then the sun shall shine 7 times brighter. The light of God shineth as never before, in the time in which the Lord makes the damage well of the New Testament church, where he brings it back to the beginning by grace, as he will do it with Israel, when the time for them will have come. So, we are just grateful to God with all our hearts, that we may live now, that we may really live now. And also the word from Luke 19, which we looked at many times, that we understand it rightly and that we may experience and witness it by grace. Here, Luke 19, firstly, verse 42. Luke 19, verse 42, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes. This the Lord speaks to them who didn't recognize the day and message, but who remained in their religious programs. Brothers and sisters, God has taken us out from all religious programs, and by grace he has placed us into his plan of salvation. Then verse 44, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children with thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. One cannot overemphasize it. In this thy day, in the day in which God fulfills his word, in this time where Bible prophecy is becoming reality, he who recognized this, he really found grace in the sight of God. Therefore, it's written here, the term, the time of thy gracious visitation. Thy gracious visitation. The German Bible. It's a gracious visitation of our God in our time. And we are not bypassing it, but we receive it and accept it, and we thank the Lord for his precious and holy word. In Colossians chapter 1, we have the description of the work of redemption. And today, we will give the call once again. We will give the call to all who have not yet dedicated their lives fully to the Lord. Let us say it freely and openly. Only he who is part of the bride church will receive the wedding garment. And this is necessary. And to this is necessary that we just experienced our conversion by grace. And if it is written, repent, what is repentance? Repentance is being sorry. One just feels so sorry. What is a conversion? Conversion is to return, leave the broad way, enter the narrow gate, receive and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior by grace. So, all these experiences of salvation, a real conversion, receiving the assurance of faith that you are not remaining in doubts. Is it now, am I forgiven, am I not forgiven? But as sure as the sun is standing in the sky, so sure I have received forgiveness, as a German song goes, that you just know it happened for me. God was in Christ and reconciled me with himself. He has shed his blood so that the life which was in the blood can be in us. So not only speaking of bride, but firstly, making a true experience of conversion, which we must make as a believer by grace. In Colossians chapter 1, to you and to me, we are all said here, we are all told, Colossians 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. To this we say amen. This will not happen. This has happened. As true as our Lord cried out on the cross, it is finished. And let us say this openly and honestly. Only he who really experienced a conversion to Christ, he will leave the broad way. He will enter the narrow gate. And he will hearken to that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Where there's still the own I, there We didn't die yet to Christ. There, the old man is still alive. In verse 15, Colossians 1, we read, verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over every creation. The Lord God placed everything in a wonderful order, the natural creation, the spiritual creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed. Behold, all things has become new. Let us come to the main thought back. Let us read to it the two verses, 19 and 20. Colossians 1, 19 and 20. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. From God's side, really everything took place by his grace. But now to the thought of the bride of the Lamb. And his bride has made herself ready, and to her was granted to be arrayed in white linen. Not an old garment which has to be... No, a new garment. And we sing always, we sing the song, all things new, all things new. The blood of the Lamb cleanses me and maketh all things new. A German song. Not our efforts, but the divine life in us, the divine life in us. Must we make efforts to live for the Lord or to do the right things? Not at all. It's our life which God has given us by his grace. And then we can say humbly, like Paul, in him we live and are and have our being. Then we don't belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to him who loved us, who redeemed us, whose possession we became by his grace. So, coming into full agreement with God and his word. And this will truly happen only and be possible in the bride church. All the others, as Brother Branham said in this warning, all the others, if somebody has enmity in himself, he causes havoc. But all who are born of God, they have the divine life. They received it, the life of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then comes to fulfillment that we have the bond of perfection, that we really keep it, that we really serve the Lord our God, letting ourselves be prepared unto the return of the bridegroom. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. This is, of course, the last message before we read. Those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. And brothers and sisters, I cannot do it. Only God can do it. But by the proclamation, the way is shown to us. By the proclamation, we are shown that the Lord can do everything in all of us, and He will do it. And that we lay our will into His will. Remaining normal, living normally our lives, but being joined with God on our inside, being in agreement with His precious and holy word. The bride of the Lamb will be arrayed in white linen. There's no spot left. There's nothing left. But by the precious blood of the Lamb, we have received full forgiveness, fully justification. As Brother Branham said so nicely, as we would have never sinned, as we would never have trespassed, all of the damage was made well. The chastisement, the punishment which should be upon us was laid upon Him, the Redeemer, so that we would have peace, and by His stripes we were healed. So let us summarize what we tried to say tonight. We see what is happening on the outside, in the natural. We see what is happening with Jerusalem. We are observing all these things, and we read in the Holy Scripture. And also this, we time and again, we will emphasize it, what our Lord said. When you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Has Paul seen it already? Martin Luther, in the last revivals, all have sung of the bride. Who in the past centuries, who in the past revivals could see it? Who? Only now, after God has sent a prophetic ministry, then only we could see the prophetic word and we could place them correctly and we could see them. Be honest. Would I have known this? Would we have all known this? We would have remained there where we were. But then came the hour, then came the day where the call of God was addressed to you personally. And you have answered it. You believed the message. As written in Isaiah 53, it's written, who has believed our report, and to whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? And Paul, exactly this portion, when they shall say, peace and safety, Paul, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, not upon us, upon them, as travail upon a woman with child. So, at our time, when all these peace negotiations are going on, and then Brother Ram says, the covenant will be made inasmuch as the bride was raptured. One time he said, She will not witness it, but we will witness the going forth, everything we experience, we see, and it leads to the point. Now just begin to thank. Paul writes, ye brethren are not in darkness. Yes, of course, we are not in darkness anymore. The light of God is shining. The word of prophecy is a bright light which shineth in a dark place. And also the emphasis of the day of the Lord. How precious is the promise for us, which the Lord has given in the New Testament. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. All others are laughing about it and are scoffing at us, mocking us. And we are grateful that the Lord God, at evening time, He has sent light, and that the word of prophecy has been put upon the lampstand, and that we truly are no more in darkness, but that we have the light of life. And every word of God which was revealed to us brought us light. It brought us light. And therefore we are just grateful. Grateful that the Lord God has led it in such a way. As I said also before, the call will come to its end, slowly but surely. The last ones are being called. And I think those who are switching in at the weekends, it was 88 countries who switched, who joined us, and more than 1,060 computer connections. All are being reached. The ends of the earth are reached with the last message. And when the last one has come in, or has been called out, all who are coming out from all confusion, they must also enter. They must enter into that what God has given us, into that what God has revealed to us. At this place, no religious politics are proclaimed. Here the word of God is put upon the lampstand. Now, once again, a word to all who have not yet received the assurance of faith to have become a child of God, who don't know yet. A songwriter sings, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." If you do not know this yet, if you didn't experience it yet, then today is your day, which the Lord has made for you. And also that what we emphasized from the beginning, the last call. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And this last call goes forth now. And before the bridegroom cometh, the bride will not only be undressed, but in the presence of God, she's prepared for the rapture. In the word of truth, she's sanctified. And therefore, we always emphasize the three things. Firstly, the blood of the new covenant, the word of God, which He has given us to the New Testament church, and the Spirit of God, who leads us into all truth. There's only one thing left to us, to make ourselves available for the Lord, saying, "Be merciful to me." But please not in unbelief, but in belief, in the perfect faith, in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Here, not only justification shall be preached, but justification, sanctification, and baptism in the Holy Spirit shall be experienced. Sanctification, perfection, sanctification, baptism, everything, not only preached, here it shall be experienced, and it will take place here at this place, that God will send the latter rain. Let me read it to you from the prophet Zechariah. It's really, it will take place as God has promised it in his word. Here, Zechariah, chapter 10. The following text is addressed to us. Zechariah 10, verse 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So, not before that, but in the time, when the time is fulfilled, then ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The former rain was falling then, and the latter rain is falling now. And this you can read in James 5. Here it's written, of the latter rain which will fall upon all who are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. James chapter 5. James 5. Here it's written from verse 7. So harret dem Stand auf. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Here we have it in the Holy Scripture. When the time is fulfilled, and very shortly it will be fulfilled. How many understand it? When Paul says, ye, my beloved brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you as a thief. For us, the rapture will not be a surprise. We are waiting for it. We are going out to meet the Lord, and it will be one moment that we will come, that we will change from mortality into immortality. Here the word is written, return. In some translations it says, coming. Be patient, therefore. Brethren, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't say, Lord, it should have taken place already. No, God knows when it will take place, and it will take place. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the return or coming of the Lord. And this we will do. All who are part of the bride Lamb, will make nothing of themselves, but they will experience it by His grace, that God will fulfill His holy word in all of us, as at the beginning, so also at the end. He is Alpha and He is Omega. He is the first and the last. He started wonderfully, and He will finish even more wonderfully. And this finishing we will experience together by His grace. Can you believe it? Can you really recognize what is happening now? That it's really near? That it's even at the door? By the grace of our God, we may recognize all this and see it. And I say it now to all of us. Ye, dear brothers and sisters, ye are not living anymore in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. All of you, ye are children of the light. All of you, you recognized the day of the God's gracious visitation. All of you, you believed the word of promise for this time. It was revealed to you by the Spirit. Is it right? Not by private lessons, but by the Holy Spirit. It was revealed to us, every word of God, by His grace. Thanks be to the Almighty God for His faithfulness. For His faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing together. Just as I am. As we are having our heads bowed and as we remain in silent prayer before God, let me ask, is still somebody in our midst who has trouble to believe the message of the hour? Is there still somebody in our midst who has not recognized the time in which we are living, the fulfillment of Bible prophecies? He who doesn't understand it yet properly, then we will pray. We will pray that the Lord opens your understanding for the Scripture, also for that what we read today from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. Brothers and sisters, it really moves me on my inside. I'm touched. From billions of people, from all over Europe, from all over the world, one cannot express it in percentage, who now belongs to the bright church, to the bride of the Lamb. And thereby we see the choosing, the election, the predestination before the foundation of the world. We could just receive what the Lord has given us because we were ordained, predestinated for it. Receive it. Believe it, and then it will be revealed to you. The Lord opens your understanding, our understanding, for the Scripture also today. Every time when He speaks through His Word, this didn't happen when He spoke in parables. This happened in Luke 24, when He spoke about Moses, when He started with Moses, of the Psalms, the prophets, and He showed everything what came to fulfillment. And then He opened for them the understanding for the Scripture. This is so that they could place it biblically. The same is happening now. The Lord speaks to us. He takes the word of the Old and of the New Testament, of the Gospels, of the Epistles, up to the book of Revelation. And He reveals everything to us. And He opens our understanding so that we all understand the same things, that we all hear the same things, and that we are all led into all truth. This is the greatest day, the most wonderful period in the New Testament church, the most important period. Now that the decision is made, which we will take over into eternity, once again, addressed to all who have still problems. Together we will pray now, and together we will believe that the Lord opens to all the understanding for every scripture, that He reveals it, that He reveals the connections by grace. In the same way, we will pray for all who would like to dedicate their lives fully to the Lord, going home with a certainty of faith that the Lord received you and accepted you. And then we'll pray for all the sick, for all the weak, for all who have problems. We will not say to God what He shall do, but we will ask Him. We will ask to confirm His word in us. And the power of God, brothers and sisters, He who spoke all things into existence, He spoke one word, and it stood there. It was there. And today, He speaks a word, and it's happening. He said to the blind, "Receive your sight." He said to the leper, "Be clean." And He said, "Lazarus, stand up." And he stood up. The word of the Lord is powerful. The word of God is almighty. And today, great things will happen. We will believe together. We will pray together. Precious Lord, You ever faithful God, we have heard Your word. We received it by faith. And we ask and pray for all who are present here, and for all who are joined with You all over the earth, beginning from New Zealand via Australia, Canada, the whole world, all the continents included, worldwide. All shall experience the hand of God. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory also today in all the redeemed all over the world. You have given grace. You have opened our understanding for the scripture anew. You again deepened it. You have led us deeper into Your word. And we thank You that we are not living in darkness, but that we have the light of the Word, that we may have the light of the revealed Word. And now we are bringing You all who have now dedicated their lives to You, who are now giving their lives over to You. Dear Lord, receive all, accept all. Give to all the assurance of faith. Or whenever they are at home, when they're listening at home and when they're hearing it at home, let them experience it personally. Bless all who are joining online all over the earth. We ask it once again, Lord, and open the understanding and give grace that your bride, under the proclamation that she is arrayed in white linen, that all unrighteousness, that everything what doesn't belong into the kingdom of God, that it just, that it's being put out, so that we put off the old man and that we put on the new man, which is created after God's righteousness in holiness. Dear Lord, tonight we believe that it has taken place, that your word has become true. You have saved, you have healed, and you have given revelation. And you have led us into your word, into your will. Today, great things took place. Blessed and praised be your holy and wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Also you, you can say hallelujah once. Praise be to God. Praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of God is filling this building. All things are possible. All things are possible to him who believes. Let us sing once again, only believe, only believe. We ask two brothers to pray with us. Brother Müller, would you please come to pray with us? And Brother Schmidt will join him. Dear Almighty God, I thank you with all my heart that you received us as your people. Blessed be your wonderful name, that by your grace we may have part in the salvation. Beloved Lord, as it was preached, your word was revealed in our hearts. Blessed be your name. I ask you, bless your church, all over, those who are joined, who are assembled here, and those who are joining us online. Bless them. Lord, confirm thy word for your holy name's sake. To you alone be the glory. It's so wonderful to know that you are building your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Thank you for your love. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father in heaven, glory and adoration, praise and honor be to you. You, the author and finisher of our faith, we thank you that all what concerning us, we can come to you with all our problems, with all our needs. Lord in heaven, with all our thanks, we can come to you, for you have done great things. You have finished the work of grace. You have finished the healing. You finished the redemption. You have given us the assurance. You have given us the guarantee that we can be safe in you. For in you, you are our tower. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your speaking. We thank you for the attention which you have given us, so that we should lift up our heads. And when we see that this day is approaching, and we know it's very close, very close, help us to become more like you. Help us to come closer to you. Give us grace to put on your garment and to meet you. Thank you for it. Amen. This is the day. This is the I love him, I love him. People say, Amen. God bless us all. May God bless all who are joining us online. May He be with all. And we are just grateful for the Word. Please pay attention that everything runs smoothly and in peace and in order, God willing, tomorrow. The grace of the Lord be with you. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing. Each one is shaking hands with each one, wishing one another God's blessing. Amen.